going to read Psalm 23, and I have just a comment or two to make in reference to the reading, and then Jeff will close us out with prayer today. Okay? This is a Psalm of David, of course. It's real familiar. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou dost prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, the comments are summations of what we read. We see our needs are met. We see rest provided. We see refreshment given, leading me beside the quiet waters. He refreshes us. We see restoration. He restores my soul. We see guidance. He guides me. We see protection. We see comfort. And we see blessings in Psalm 23. A forever favorite among everybody. Many great truths there. And we trust that they'll benefit us as we think about them now and in the days that are ahead. We love y'all. Love you. Love your family. Love your mom and dad. And we'll close out our service for Martha with a word of prayer.
Father, thank you again for a time that we can just come to you. Our hearts are breaking now at the loss of our sister Martha, a mother, our Lord, grandmother. Thank you so much for the life that she lived, Lord, the example of so many people that she set, even her children, Lord. Mindful now of them, of Tim and Pam and Steve and Chris, Lord, pray that you will be with each one of them and their spouses, the grandchildren, as they go through each day. Give them just recollections of the good memories that they have of their mom and even Brother Dewey, Lord. Thank you for the time that we had them here on earth, God. You know, at times, Father, we're selfish and we want our family here. But we know, as your Apostle Paul said, that it's better to be with you at home, finally at rest, God, just the time spent with you. We thank you for her faith that led her ultimately, eternally home with you. Just continue to bless the family in their grief, God, each of us, as we look to you for guidance and comfort. Thank you most of all for Jesus, the example of life and the death that he shed on the cross for our sin. Just continue to forgive us. It's in his name we pray. In Jesus' name, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.